You are listening to the Pronk Pop Show, presented by Raymond Thomas Pronk, the People's Paladin Pronk, propagating faith, family, friends, freedom, first. Broadcasted by Renaissance Radio, Radiating Reason, and KDUX Web Radio. Podcasted by PronkPops.wordpress.com and KDUXWebRadio.wordpress.com. You are listening to KDUX Web Radio, broadcasting live from Richland College in Dallas, Texas, with a voice of Richland College. My name is Raymond Thomas Pronk, the presenter of the Pronk Pop Show. Views expressed on this show are my own, unless otherwise stated, and do not reflect the opinion of KDUX Web Radio, Richland College, or the Dallas County Community College District. Welcome to the Pronk Pop Show. I was going to complete part two, if you will, of my analysis of where the presidential race stands and the fact that I think that Hillary Clinton has serious legal problems, and the fact that you have over 100 FBI agents investigating her and her staff. And when you have that many, this is not an inquiry, folks. This is a full-blown investigation. And we're getting more and more leaks out of both the Justice Department as well as the FBI. And if I've been following this fairly closely, especially her email server and the handling of classified information. And if you talk to anyone that's been in the military or worked in the government that's handled classified information, I include myself, although I never wanted to. I had to make sure that I would have to do probably once a month. I was a junior first lieutenant, then a captain, would have to check to make sure that at night all the safes were closed in the building I work with, and that was probably upwards of 20 safes. Never found any open safes, by the way, but the safes contain classified information, mostly confidential, some secret, a few top secret, and I had to go around and make sure no one left any classified documents on their desk, no one ever did, and the safes were all locked and initial it. So classified information, no matter how sensitive the information is, and actually the higher the classification, the more precautions you have to take, is handled with extreme care. Because if, for example, I would leave a classified document on my desk and went to the men's room and came back and an officer noted this, I would be in big trouble, both from a performance review, but also for not taking the proper precautions. You don't leave classified information open on your desk. You read it and then you put it back in the safe. And that's a problem because it's inconvenient. So most people in the military, as well as other departments, know that when it comes to classified information, you take it very seriously. What you don't do is you don't take it home. That's a big no-no. That's a criminal offense, and that will get you fired and probably could result in a criminal prosecution, depending how bad it is. You certainly don't put it on your server at home or computer at home. So when the scandal involving Hillary Clinton's email server broke, she clearly knew that she had classified information on it, but she lied about it. She said, no, I never received, nor did I ever send classified information. Initially, people took her at her word. However, since then, it's been learned, and the document count keeps going up. Right now, the grand total is 1,340 and climbing. So she clearly lied, and her and her aides have been questioned by the FBI. She's been under oath, and it's clear now that That server had classified information on it. You have now literally dozens of counts of, and this is criminal statutes that are being broken regarding the negligent handling of classified information. Combine that with lying under oath, lying to FBI agents, both her and her staff, and obstructing justice, as well as, and this is what's fairly new, although I didn't forget about it, public corruption involving the Clinton Foundation. All of this the FBI is currently investigating. At some point in time, whether it's the next 60 days, 90 days, maybe sometime after the election, who knows, the FBI director has to make a decision. Should he send to the Department of Justice a criminal referral? In other words, a rather thick file detailing what federal statutes are broken, in other words, what criminal conduct as well as criminal statutes have been broken. And I think there are multiple counts. And the evidence has been described as voluminous and compelling. And they're probably going to give one or more people involved in this that know what really happened immunity from prosecution in exchange for not prosecuting them. Ladies and gentlemen, this is a very serious matter. It involves the compromising of the national security of the United States of America by, at that time, the Secretary of State for this country. She chose to really hide what she was doing. That's why she had an email account, set up an email server in her home. You don't do that. You use government servers, especially as classified information. And when you join the government, one of the first things you're going to be given is an email account. But no, she's above the law. At least she thinks she is. And the reason why you do this, not hard to understand, is you're hiding something from who? From President Obama, the American people. And usually that means you're engaging in criminal activity. So Hillary Clinton, the clock is ticking, and it's only a matter of time before the FBI director makes the decision. I think the decision is rather clear. I have no insight as to the evidence. I can only go by many news reports. And obviously, they're not going to name their sources. They're not going to burn their sources by naming their sources. But you have a lot of you have a number of investigative journalists, as well as former Department of Justice, FBI, retired, that still have friends working there and know what's going on. Once this happens, one or two things are going to happen. Either the President of the United States, Barack Obama, through his Attorney General, Lynch, will try to kill the referral and not indict her. If he does, and I'm not saying, I don't know what President Obama's going to do. I've speculated on this show that they're trying to drag this out so the election is over, and at that time, if Hillary Clinton doesn't win, then the indictment would go forward at that time, and then President Obama may or may not pardon her. Now, I need to remind you that General Petraeus, a general, four stars, commander of forces, for example, in Afghanistan, in Iraq, and former CIA director, resigned. And he was prosecuted for lying to FBI agents, as well as giving his mistress at the time, an author of a biography of him, access to some classified information. And he paid a stiff fine, and a lot of people in the FBI and the Justice Department felt that the sentence, quite frankly, was a slap on the hand. Now we have a case at the highest levels of the Obama administration, namely the Secretary of State, former Secretary of State Hillary Clinton, mishandling, her and her staff totally mishandling, deliberately, intentionally mishandling classified information. And by putting on that server, that means the enemies of the United States, foreign governments such as Russia, such as North Korea, such as Communist China, as well as friendly governments, would try to break in the server and get that information. Why? So they can blackmail her. High government officials, in other words, the Secretary of Defense, the Secretary of State, the CIA director, the President of the United States, all really cabinet officials, are targets by foreign intelligence agencies. That's why it's rather stupid, as well as arrogant, to at least not use government servers. They also tried to crack or break into or hack or crack, in other words, break into government computers and have been successful at it. Just because it's on a government server doesn't mean foreign intelligence agencies aren't trying to get access to the information. They have millions, over 20 million records, and the suspect there was Communist China, of people either seeking employment with the federal government or working for the federal government, and we're talking also background checks, that have very sensitive information in them. Apparently, the Communist Chinese have. So Obama himself has not been doing a very good job of protecting personnel records. That is a huge scandal in and of itself. And to make matters worse, the Hillary Clinton puts it on a server in her home with minimal, and I mean minimal, protection. And the people that are in the intelligence community, they assume everything that was on that server has been compromised by probably several foreign governments, including some friendly governments such as the United Kingdom, France, Israel, just to name three, and she's running for president. Would you trust this person to be president? As far as I'm concerned, she's a liar and she's not trustworthy. And that's why I've repeatedly said the number one question the American people will be asking in this election is, can I trust this person? Another way is, does this person have integrity? Does this person have character? No matter how you want to ask the question, when it comes to Hillary Clinton, and for that matter, Barack Obama, you can't trust them. They're part of the lying lunatic left. They lie because they can't tell you the truth. They'll lie about their friends as well as their enemies. And they lie, why? So they can first get power and stay in power. That's their first and foremost objective, stay in power. Get power and then stay in power and go after your political opponents. Now, the irony here, she did it all by herself. I'm sure Bill Clinton was in on it as well as her aides. The charge sheet on this is rather long, and we're talking serious offenses with long prison sentences and fines. And yes, she should have her day in court. The question is, will it ever get to a court? And I'll say it again. I've said it at least on half a dozen shows. If she were any other person, and I mean any other person, by now she would have been indicted. She probably would be in court by now, even with delays. But because she is first the wife of a former president and the former Secretary of State, and now the leading Democratic contender for the 2016 presidential nomination of the Democratic Party, she believes she's above the law. No, Mrs. Clinton, you're an American citizen. If you violate the law, and you apparently have, you should be prosecuted. And should a Republican be elected president, such as Donald Trump, he will appoint an attorney general. And I have no doubts that that Republican attorney general will review the FBI's evidence in the case and go forth with an indictment. You see, Hillary Clinton has to win the election because she knows if she can't get in the White House, she's in serious trouble legally for committing multiple crimes, and she will be prosecuted, found guilty. And then the question is, do they put her in a prison, or do they most likely, she will be confined to her home? And that is a rather light sentence for compromising the national security of this country. And you better believe this is going to be a political issue once the Republican candidate is nominated. So Hillary is in a race for her life. Do I know what President Obama is going to do? No. I suspect is he does not want this indictment to go forth. Why? And I said it on yesterday's show. The problem is Hillary has the goods on him on a number of scandals, the major one being Benghazi. In other words, Hillary knows where some of the bodies have been buried that Barack Obama does not want to make known public. Likewise, President Obama has the goods on Hillary, probably has a lot more. But he knows if he goes after her, she'll go after him, and they'll destroy each other. It's mutually assured destruction, so they're not going to attack one another. In other words, the fix is in. But here's the problem. Comey has a reputation for being an honest, career, attorney in the Justice Department, one of integrity, and he will really determine whether or not Hillary Clinton gets the nomination, because if he recommends, and I think he will, a criminal referral, and the attorney general and or the president tries to stop it, he has to do the right thing, the principal thing, and that is resigning his position as director of the Federal Bureau of Investigation. And once that happens, other attorneys and agents will resign. And when that hits the fan, Hillary Clinton can kiss her candidacy goodbye. That will be a scandal of the first order. And the clock is ticking. And like I said, I have no insight as to when. I suspect within the next 60 to 90 days. In other words, before the conventions, before she's nominated. I don't think she's going to go willingly. She'll fight it every inch of the way, as will Bill Clinton. Because Hillary Clinton has the goods on Bill Clinton as well. And remember why I've highlighted the handling of classified information part of this indictment. You also have public corruption, which involves the appearance, if not the fact, of bribery by foreign governments and laundering the money in terms of fees for speeches as well as donations to the Clinton administration in exchange for the State Department approving certain State Department contracts. Now, that's an allegation, but there's a lot of evidence there, and the FBI is investigating that as well. I mention this because a lot of people think, especially in the Democratic Party, that she's going to be the next president. She's going to get away with this. She's going to skate. I don't think so. I think she's going to be indicted, whether it's before or after the election, who knows. If she loses the election, most definitely she will be indicted. If she wins the election, I suspect what Barack Obama will do is pardon her. Now, here's the kicker. If the referral goes forward before the election, and the Obama administration, Department of Justice, tries to stop it, the Attorney General has a problem. She can either do the right thing and resign, or she's in on it. In other words, she'll follow Barack Obama's order, and at that point, the FBI director has to decide. And yes, there will be a congressional investigation into what happens. We're dealing here with criminal conduct, serious criminal conduct involving the national security of this country, as well as bribery in exchange for government actions. And don't forget, lying under oath, lying to FBI agents, and obstructing justice. Any one of these is a serious charge. When you add all of these up, she's going to be compelled to drop out if the criminal referral is before the election. So stay tuned. Now, I want to, with the time remaining, and I initially wasn't even going to get into it, but I want to wrap that up because a lot of people say, well, if it's not Hillary Clinton, who is going to be the candidate? Well, that's the Democratic Party's problem, because Bernie Sanders, an avowed socialist, has significantly improved his position with Hillary Clinton. Hillary Clinton is still number one in the national polls. But Bernie looks like he's neck and neck with her in both Iowa and New Hampshire. The question I posed yesterday, do you really think Bernie Sanders is going to lose to Hillary Clinton in the South? I don't think so. But if we continue to get more and more leaks, in other words, more and more information as to where the investigation stands, how many documents involved, what the charges are, indication of what the evidence is, who's talking, this will be on the news. It's hard for the television networks that are trying to protect her to ignore a story like this. As a matter of fact, they really can't. So stay tuned. This is a breaking, developing story. It has a lot of legs, and it does definitely have an impact on the 2016 presidential election. And I have no idea right now who is going to be the Democratic Party's nominee. The conventional wisdom, it's Hillary Clinton. She's going to get the nomination, and she's going to win. I think the American people have something to say about this. And if I were a Democrat, I'm not a Democrat or a Republican, but if I were a Democrat, I'd be mad. I'd be mad at our party for not stopping her. They should have stopped Barack Obama. They didn't. And that's been proved a disaster. Now, I want to talk about something that's I probably, looking at the time, are going to be cut off. But I'll try to do as much of this as I can. I was writing an article for the Richland Chronicle paper. It's going to turn into a two-part opinion piece related to the show I did yesterday, namely a choice, Donald Trump or Bernie Sanders, or an echo, Jeb Bush or Hillary Clinton. And I finished part one. I'll write part two over the weekend. It'll probably be not in this issue, but the second and third issue. So I spent a lot of time on that as opposed to preparing both last night and today. But I was listening to talk radio today. I don't have a television at home, so I didn't listen to the presidential State of the Union address. From what I hear, it was one of his worst speeches. I've heard clips from it, and I agree. I'm tired of being lectured by a liar, a loser, and a lame duck that is rather clueless about radical Islam and the fact that that is a violent religion that wants to overthrow our Constitution and replace it with Sharia law. They're at heart, they're totalitarians, and he's opening the borders. Anyone that can get in the United States, your chances right now of being deported or slim and none. And now he's added refugees. And included in those refugees, there's no way to screen them. There's no way really to vet these people. You're gonna have one or more, and it only takes one, radical Islamic terrorist jihadi. And it's only a matter of time before they kill American citizens. We have a president that's simply incapable of putting those words together, radical Islamic terrorist jihadist. He can't admit first to himself and to the American people what the problem is, what these people are about. I don't pretend to be an expert on Islam, but I've read enough to know if you're a true believer, you're going to attack people of the other faith. Now, many of the Muslims won't act on that. I understand that. But the fundamentalists, the fanatics, the zealots will act on it. And when you have over 1,300 million Muslims, and where anywhere from 10 to 20% are radical Islamic jihadis, in other words, holy warriors, that's hundreds of millions. Actually more, most likely more than the entire population of the United States. You got to admit what the problem is to understand the scope of the problem, and our president can't. Let me just play for a moment what Donald Trump says on this.
One thing I see out there just happened today in Tehran. They're burning down the Saudi embassy. You see that? Now, what that is Iran wants to take over Saudi Arabia. They always have. They want the oil, okay? They've always wanted that. They have a bunch of dishonest people. They've created ISIS. Hillary Clinton created ISIS with Obama. Created with Obama.
That's right. And that's why both the Democratic establishment, the Republican establishment, and their fellow travelers in the media don't want Donald Trump to be the nominee, nor obviously the president. They're doing anything and everything they can to destroy Donald Trump. And all Donald Trump has to do is tell the truth. And he is telling the truth. Now, what I'm leading up to is this. I don't have a television at home because I sleep and read at home and write. So I didn't listen to the President Obama's last State of the Union message. I simply didn't have the time, and really, I didn't have the inclination. But what I heard on talk radio today, a few excerpts from his speech, and they weren't pretty, folks, but I'm not going to really play that except for maybe a short clip, one of the clips. But really what got my attention was the Republican rebuttal. Ostensibly, this was a rebuttal to President Obama's State of the Union speech. And the person chosen to do this is the governor of South Carolina, Nikki Haley, which up until this speech, I had a certain amount of respect for. I knew she wasn't very strong on the enforcement of immigration law. She's part of this open border crowd. In other words, she's part of the Republican establishment that are also trying to destroy Trump. A significant portion of that speech had to do with Donald Trump. Now, she didn't mention the name, but that's who she was referring to. And I think the Republican Party made a huge mistake. a huge mistake, because this is not only, you go after Trump, obviously you made a calculation that we don't need Donald Trump supporters' votes. You feel that strong. I don't know who that strong establishment candidate is. None of them have gotten much traction at all. They're not even close. They're not even in the game. Most of them are under 10%. Where Donald Trump is somewhere today, in today's polls, between 35 and 44%, depending on which poll it is, whether it's national or state. The rest are 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. A few are in the low teens. In other words, right now, the smart money is on Donald Trump. It's his to lose. And yes, Ted Cruz is number two, but it's a distant number two. Ted Cruz together, Senator from Texas, Ted Cruz together with Trump, have over 50% in the polls. And if that momentum continues and the voters turn out, and I think they will after they hear what the Republican establishment has done, namely thrown the Trump, not only Trump, but Trump's supporters under the bus. I'm a classical liberal. I want smaller government. Donald Trump is not my first choice. He is on my short list of four candidates, namely Trump, Cruz, Rand Paul, and Ben Carson. But he's not my first choice. But overall, he has one characteristic that the other three candidates don't have or don't have enough of, and that's leadership. He's also very articulate, as am I. If you ask me what are the two necessary prerequisites of a competent, good president, he needs to communicate. I think Donald Trump has that covered. He needs a little polishing. He needs to go to charm school. But he has that covered pretty well. He's doing very, very well delivering his stump speech. But it's also leadership. You see, most of the people in Congress are followers. They're not leaders. They never were, never are. They're very good talkers, but they're not leaders. They can't lead a large organization, and Donald Trump has done that, has been successful. And anyone that's run a business will know there are lows where you might even go out of business, and there are highs. And many people have gone bankrupt, but they bounce back and are successful. And Donald Trump has done that time after time. And that means you have to deal with people, some you like, some you can't stand, as well as of all kinds. If you want to be successful, you have to do that. And Donald Trump has demonstrated that. He has a track record. It's not in politics. And that is what's galling to the political class. He hasn't worked his way up from the city level to the state level to the national level. And they don't like outsiders. The problem is the political elite in this country of both parties are ignoring their voters. And the voters of this country are mad, angry, outraged at what? At being lied to, misled, promised things, and they don't deliver. Both parties. And that's why they're leaving both parties. And then the Republican establishment has the nerve to take a sitting governor. Yes, she's a female, and yes, her parents were from India, and she changed her name. And I sort of, up to now, liked her. I'm not from South Carolina, but I've seen her in a number of videos, and I was favorably impressed, but not after what she did today. And guess what? My reaction is the same. I started listening to this. First, I heard the opening of Mike Gallagher, who has a talk show. And he likes South Carolina, and he sort of likes Nikki Haley. But he wasn't happy with the speech. It's a certain part of the speech. And I'm going to play the whole, if I have time, the whole thing. I don't want to take it out of context. I want you to hear the whole thing. And I think when you hear the part that I'm referring to, you know she's talking about Trump. She's going after Trump. You see, I think that what happened is this. The Republican establishment said, Haley, we got to knock out Trump one way or the other. We want you to do it because you're soft-spoken. You have the right tone. Well, I just got the message that I have to wrap it up. So I'll start tomorrow by playing that clip. And I apologize for this because I spent too much time on Hillary Clinton, but I wanted to wrap up that last part of the show. So I'll close for now with America the Beautiful. And the first thing tomorrow, right off the bat, I'll play the clip. And if you have time, go listen to it. It is on YouTube. And you'll see what I'm talking about. With that, America the Beautiful. My name is Raymond Thomas Pronk, the presenter of the Pronk Pop Show. Views expressed on this show are my own, unless otherwise stated, and do not reflect the opinion of KDUX Web Radio, Richland College, or the Dallas County Community College District. You are listening to KDUX Web Radio, broadcasting live from Richland College in Dallas, Texas. We're the voice of Richland College. You are listening to the Pronk Pop Show, presented by Raymond Thomas Pronk, the People's Paladin Pronk, propagating faith, family, friends, freedom first. Broadcasted by Renaissance Radio, Radiating Reason, and KDUX Web Radio. Podcasted by PronkPops.wordpress.com and KDUXWebRadio.wordpress.com.